readings, some twists and turns that completely freak out the modern mind. The story of Moses and the people's encounter with the divine, alongside Jesus' stilling of a storm and casting out of demons from the Gadarene demoniacs, can, let's be honest, seem kind of weird to our contemporary ears. Perhaps we might even ask, why do we keep this stuff in our readings week by week? It's not a bad question. Why don't we just jettison the stuff we don't get or don't like from these ancient documents? Why not just dump the dross? It's been a trend in the church in this past 50 years or so to consider the words and content of our liturgy carefully. We've seen this since the 70s, a whole load of prayer books, supplements, revisions, etc., in most of the liturgical traditions throughout the world. There's been two directions from which these changes have come. Firstly, the discovery of very old liturgies which were formative in the early Christian communities, and the shape of which has become common across many liturgical churches. Secondly, there's been a desire to, whilst retaining tradition, make the language of worship more accessible and engaging for contemporary audiences. We are seeking to locate ourselves in a larger story, both in our faith and our word. This is very different from the worship we heard about in our Hebrew Scriptures reading for this evening. We heard instead of a worship based on distance, a God of fire and smoke up a mountain, an awesome God, a frightening God, an inaccessible God, a patriarchal God who can only be worshiped by men, and only men who haven't touched women. And this is a part of our story, though it's not a part we necessarily have to prioritize or live in today. The question we ask of these passages is, what can we continue to take? What can we challenge? What can we learn from these parts of our story, even these uncomfortable patriarchal parts? And we do remember that this is a part, not the whole. We see in the way that Jesus relates to those who are outcasts, even touching the untouchable demoniacs, spending time with the women and children who were of low status, and affirming those he encountered for whom they were not despite who they were. So we hold in balance the awe and wonder, the transcendence of the divine, and the presence, intimacy, and imminence we see in Jesus. We hold in balance the ancient and contemporary, the old and new, the poetic and accessible, the individual and community. It's often a fine line to walk, a liminal space which the church has long inhabited. May we learn to be comfortable in this place which feels uncertain, and find our own place of balance and belonging. Amen.